Hey guys, welcome to the audio explanation answers. This specific section down here is really meant to just confirm that you got the correct answers from the assignment questions above, and then also give us a chance to explain them a little further and kind of explain to you how they might look on the test, and or just really make sure you hit these points correctly. So yeah, make sure you've completed the assignment above before you listen to this so that you hit that double-edged study style in the sense of reading through the book, finding the correct answer, and then hearing us explain it. That'll really help to ingrain this in your mind for better memorization and better understanding in this course. All right, so let's go ahead and start with part one. This is for chapter one. And specifically, part one says, list the three levels of training. Which level of training would be labeled as low intensity? So guys, there's phases of training and there's levels of training. There's three levels and five phases. Okay. The three levels of training are going to be stabilization level, strength level, and power level. Okay, and then there's three phases that make up the strength level, one phase that makes up the stabilization, one phase that makes up the power. So be careful when you if they're referring to levels versus phases on the test, just because the strength level is made up of three different phases. Keep that in mind. And then also it says which level of training would be labeled as low intensity. That would obviously be the stabilization level. So if you ever hear them refer to a level or a phase as the lowest intensity or low intensity, that is definitely phase one or stage one or level or the stabilization level. All right, so let's go ahead and move on to part two for this chapter. It says list and describe the five phases of the NASM OPT model. What adaptations does each phase promote? And then also add that adaptation of intramuscular coordination to the stabilization phase. So the five phases of the NASM OPT model are going to be stabilization endurance, followed by strength endurance. Then you have hypertrophy, maximal strength, and power. Okay, that's phase one through five in order right there. And then it says a list, or what adaptations does each phase promote? The stabilization endurance stabilization endurance phase, the adaptations that it promotes are basically going to be muscular endurance, maybe some balance, stabilization, obviously, intramuscular coordination, which I had you add, and postural control. All those can be found right there on pages 9 through 12, but we're just going over them to make sure that you understand what they are. Adaptations for phase 2, strength endurance, include, we'll say, muscular endurance as well, then prime mover strength, and then increased work capacity. Some adaptations for hypertrophy or phase three are basically increase in muscle size. There's not many other adaptations that NASM wants you to know for hypertrophy. Basically get bigger muscles, get jacked, gain muscle. And then we also have the maximal strength phase, phase four. That phase is going to, the main adaptations are going to include increase motor unit recruitment and increase motor unit firing frequency or firing rate. And then also improve peak force, basically lift one thing as heavy as possible. Then we also have power, and the adaptations for power include mainly just increase the rate of force production. That's the main one that NASM wants you to know there. All right, so that's it for part two. Let's move ahead to part three. And part three is going to say, name the two phases that recommend a superset technique or superset techniques and give two examples for each superset. So this is also found on pages 11 and 12. Phase two and phase five are going to be the two levels that encourage superset techniques. Phase two, once again, is strength endurance. Phase five is power. And basically an example for phase two superset would be a barbell bench press, superset with a stability ball pushup, and then to name two, a barbell squat with a stability ball squat. So it's a strength exercise superset with a stabilization exercise. And then an example for a phase five or power superset would be a barbell bench press with a barbell bench press with a medicine ball chest pass. And then, or a second example would be a barbell squat superset with a box jump. Okay. So you basically have a strength exercise superset with a power exercise. So yeah, know those supersets. Those definitely do come up on the test. So I want you to make sure you understand that. And yeah, quick and easy, painless here for the audio explanation answers on chapter one. These will get more intense as we get through each chapter. The more test questions that occur in each chapter, the more assignment questions there will be. All right, Good. Thanks for checking it out. Now go ahead and complete the quiz below. Also, guys, make sure you're writing down the answers that you've created on a separate Word document or on a piece of paper of some sort, just to ensure that your pass guarantee is intact. In order to make sure that your pass guarantee is good, we need to see that you've completed all of the assignments from each of these chapters, okay, and written them down somehow. All right, guys, looking good, and look forward to seeing you next chapter. Cheers.